on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn football suffered its second SEC loss of 2021 at Texas A&M on Saturday. Head coach Brian Harsin discusses the last six quarters of offense and what needs to be corrected.
Yeah, well, we know we have to correct. And one is we got to score touchdowns. I mean, six quarters and no touchdowns. That's pretty telling. That's not, you know, what we're trying to accomplish on the offensive side. So we need to have better plays. We need to have better play calls. We need to have opportunities to score and create those on the offensive side. So we got to make plays. You know, we got to be a whole lot better. You know, I thought two phases on Saturday against A&M played pretty good. And, you know, offensively we did not. So that's got to be corrected. And, you know, the players on that side of the ball, the coaching staff, it's pretty obvious, you know, that we need to score touchdowns in order to win games. And, you know, at the end of the day, we haven't done that well enough. We have another opportunity this week to go work on that and create that. Those things have to happen every single day for us. What I know about our team and our offense in particular, it doesn't just happen on Saturday. That's what I know. So if it's emphasized every day, if it's focused every day, if it's executed every day, then we'll have a lot better opportunity to not be, you know, at the very bottom and not scoring points.
Senior tight end John Samuel Schenker discusses the loss at Texas A&M.
Well, you know, some days it's not your day. And, you know, we just didn't execute when we needed to. We had some drives there that could have been touchdowns easily if we just executed a few little things. I mean, they're a great team. They had a great plan against us. So I mean, sometimes you just have these days, and you hope that when you have these slow days, you can fight through and scratch off some more points than we did. But that was the outcome today, and they're still a great team, and so you got to give them credit for that. You know, you got to give credit to A&M. They're always, you know, it's a tough opponent, tough place to play, and it's time to get back to work. You know, it's a team game. You know, both sides had flaws, but you know, it's time to get back to work.
Senior linebacker Chandler Wooten talks about moving on from the Texas A&M loss.
Yeah, I think we did some, you know, pretty good things on defense, but obviously they had some pretty big explosive plays as well. So you can look at, you know, this game a lot of different ways, but on defensive end, you know, it's some things we got to clean up for sure. You know, letting big runs out of the gate, you know, big explosive passes is something, you know, we preach about not letting happen, you know, every week. And so we can definitely improve. I think we played, you know, well in stretches tonight, but, you know, we want to get more consistent. I think it all ties into Coach Harsin's 1-0 mentality. You know, just understanding that, you know, you got to go 1-0 every week. So after you play the game, you know, you come in Sunday, you reassess. You know, we call Sunday Assessment Sunday. So once you assess, you flush it and move on. Whether you win or you lose, you got to move on because, you know, you got another opponent the next week. And so now, you know, we got to come in, watch the film, get better, and shift our focus Mississippi State.
Secondary coach Zach Etheridge looks ahead to Mississippi State.
Well, we know going into any SEC game is always a challenge, and they're a different style of offense, but they're a team that's starting to put it together late in the season, and they're playing good football, and we got to do a great job preparing like we did this week and come out with a victory. But we know they're going to sling the ball around, throw it everywhere, so we're going to do a great job of putting the plan together, and we're ready to accept the challenge.
Coach Harsin previews the Mississippi State offense.
We're on to Mississippi State, on to a good football team, Coach Leach, and his offense we're preparing for with the air raid, and I think we all know what they're capable of doing, throwing the ball over the place. So they've shown that, got good players on the offensive side, quarterback Rodgers making plays, completing 75% of his passes. That's great. So he's doing well. Polk, their wide receiver, he's got 71 catches, 6 TDs. Both their running backs are very good. You know, they do run the ball. I think it's a little misleading. You talk about throwing it, they do run it, and they run it well. And both those guys are a big part of their pass game.
Coach Harsin previews the Mississippi State defense.
Fourth in the SEC, this defense is very good. So they've shown that. They play with a three down, and they'll give you some different looks, but I think they do a very good job of preparing their defense to go play against the different styles of offenses in the SEC. And guys that stand out, Emerson, their corner, a very good player. Jet Johnson, 64 tackles. Their Mike linebacker, been very solid this season. And then Tyrus Wheat, he's got 4 sacks, an INT, 2 pass breakups. So one of their other linebackers as well. So he's playing very good.
The Tigers return to Jordan-Hare Stadium for an 11 a.m. kickoff against Mississippi State. Coverage begins at 8 a.m. on the Auburn Sports Network. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
Auburn Soccer earned its top 16 seed in the NCAA tournament and will host Samford on Friday. Head coach Karen Haba talks about hosting in the NCAA tournament after just missing out last season.
Players and the coaches felt it was a little bit of redemption. You know, we last year didn't make it. It was a scaled down NCAA tournament because of COVID. There were only 48 teams in that tournament instead of our normal 64. And we literally were team number 49. You know, we got the letter saying, oh, if somebody gets COVID, you're in. So that was, you know, super, super disappointing. But the great thing is our team learned a lot from that. They know we had some results to, you know, some quote bad results in the NCAA's eyes and, you know, lost or tied some teams that we shouldn't have. And we learned from that. And we applied everything, the disappointment, the lessons learned from last year into this year and really took care of business. You know, and when you look on paper, our worst loss was Alabama, and they ended up being in the low 40s in the RPI and making the NCAA tournament.
Coach Hoppe previews the Samford Bulldogs.
You know, first and foremost, very hardworking, very physical. They're going to give you everything they got every game. Doesn't matter who they're playing. And that, I think, is a reflection of the coaching. And then they also play really high quality soccer. You know, they'll possess, they can build, they can create chances. They're super dangerous on set pieces. They can press you high up the field. So they're really going to show you a lot of different looks. And they're really, really tough team to play. They'll be super organized defensively, hard to break down from that standpoint. So I think it's going to be a really difficult game on both sides of the ball.
The Tigers are scheduled to kick off against Samford at 5 o'clock on Friday evening at the Auburn Soccer Complex. Tickets for adults 13 and up are available for purchase through the Auburn Ticket Office at $8. Children 12 and under, as well as Auburn students, will receive free admission. Volleyball is coming off a historic win at Texas A&M, where the Tigers defeated the Aggies in College Station for the first time in school history. Head coach Brent Crouch talks about the monumental win.
Well, we're in a timeout in the fifth set. We're down 6-2. I gave a speech that usually we don't talk about pressure a lot in games. We kind of talk about, you know, relax, you know, play like you're playing in practice, play free, you know, don't worry about the crowd, this kind of stuff. I gave like the complete opposite speech of that. You know, I'm like, we're down 6-2, we're on the road, you know, and there is pressure. There's absolutely pressure right now and you should feel it. And we're not going to ignore it. You're sitting in it. Everyone's yelling at you and you're down 6-2 and you're going to learn how to deal with it. And you're going to learn how to deal with it right now. And everybody just got fired up and just let's go, you know. And now I don't know if that speech had anything to do with us coming back. You never really could know this, right? But we did. And it was great because how we finished was not, we didn't finish by, you know, A&M making a few errors. You know, we finished with kills and we finished with aces and we finished with blocks.
Coach Crouch talks about the remainder of the 2021 schedule.
Yeah, we are hitting, you know, the toughest part of our schedule right at the end of the year. You know, we'll see where South Carolina ends up. They easily could end up in the top five. You know, we'll see. But then we also have Kentucky, who's number one. We got Mississippi State, who's number two. And we got Florida, who's number three. So those are that's how we end the season. And it's awesome because we're playing our best right now. You know, to play the best teams at the end is really cool. So we're excited about that.
The Tigers return to Auburn Arena tonight to face South Carolina. First service scheduled for 8 p.m. and coverage can be heard on WEGL 91.1 FM. Auburn men's basketball opened its season with a 77-54 win over Morehead State. Head coach Bruce Pearl talks about the win and his biggest takeaway.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Andy, I'm very, very pleased. I will say this, though, that's the best we played. And we needed to step up, but we've not played that well yet. We haven't practiced that well. And so I was really pleased with the step up. The energy, the crowd was terrific. But we guarded for the first 15 minutes of that game, like Morehead stole something from us, you know. And I told the coaches, I said, tell your kids the reason why we, Morehead's coaches,
right,
the reason why we played that hard. And that, well, as we respected them, we respected the program. That team went to the NCAA tournament last year. They returned 7 letter winners. And, you know, defensively, I thought we did a great job of driving out of them, out of what they like to do. Coach is a heck of a coach, and they run good stuff. We took them out of their stuff.
The Tigers return to Auburn Arena on Friday at 7 o'clock to host Louisiana Monroe. Coverage can be heard on the Auburn Sports Network beginning at 6:30. The Coach Johnny Harris era officially begins on Thursday when Auburn hosts Georgia Southern. The Tigers scored 100 points for the first time since 2008 in their exhibition win over Miles College. Coach Harris talks about the win.
You know, correct some things that we had wrong, a lot sure. of things, and we'll, you know, get that scout and just start preparing for them, start guarding and figuring out how we can score against them. So it'll be a lot of film, a lot of teaching the next couple of days, correcting things, and then just moving on from there.
Senior forward Kaye White talks about her improvement in the low post.
For sure. And when I'm not doing that, you can tell the team goes downhill. So that's something I need to make sure I take pride in. Do the right things, even when nobody's watching. Pick my team up, whether it's out on the court, off the court. That's something they look forward to, me bringing the energy and me being the leader that I showed them I was. So I need to continue to do that day in and day out.
The women's basketball season begins on Thursday at 7 p.m. inside Auburn Arena. The Tigers then travel to Old Dominion on Sunday for a 1 o'clock tip-off and return to Auburn to host Alabama State on Tuesday at 7. Senior distance runner Joyce Camelli will compete at the NCAA South Regional in Huntsville on Friday. Head coach Aaron Kent talks about Camelli's chance to advance.
She needs to be one of the first two individuals on a team that's not going to, that hasn't qualified for the national meet. So, you know, it gets complicated because the top two teams at the meet auto-qualify, and then after that we go into a waiting period of who from our region makes as an at-large team. So, you know, it could be, you know, the best way to do it is just go out and be one of the top two runners in the meet and not have to sit there and cross our fingers on Sunday, wait for the announcements.
Women's tennis will be in action at the UNF Invite in Jacksonville Friday through Sunday. Be sure to tune in tonight at 6 p.m. for Tiger Talk with Andy Burcham and Brad Law on the Auburn Sports Network. They will be joined by head football coach Brian Harsin, defensive coordinator Derek Mason, junior edge Derek Hall, and head women's basketball coach Johnny Harris. To view full schedules and more information, visit auburntigers.com. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!